Glad to have you along on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here, turning our attention to flights. And, you know, spring breaks. Spring breaks are coming up. My daughter's spring break is for her grade school is, I think, the third week of March. And I know they're, the University of Wisconsin is the week after that. Of course, it would be the week after. There's that, and I think we've got with us today Rick Seney. Rick, are you there? Rick, are you? Let's see. What do we got? We have a problem with Rick. Oh, let's try this. Rick, are you there?
Hey, Larry, can you hear me?
Now I can hear you. I just pushed the wrong button, that's all.
No problem at all.
And I hope people were pushing the right buttons to if they were planning on a spring break trip. It's getting kind of late in the game.
It is a little bit late in the game. I was actually just looking from like Milwaukee to Orlando for the Sunday before the spring break. I think you said it was the third week of March, and it's still running at about $300 round trip. Now it was about $240 2 weeks ago, so it's gone up a little bit. But that's still a pretty good deal. Now you do have to make a stop. The nonstops are much more expensive.
Yeah, and I got in at that $240 rate or so a while back, which was it was actually a little less than that when we got on. So I'm happy.
Yeah, you know, look, I mean, the number one thing that people do that hurts them when they buy tickets is they procrastinate too long. Now, you can actually buy your ticket a little bit too early. If you buy your ticket any earlier than about 3 months before departure, they're going to sell you the fifth or sixth cheapest price point. So you can shop a little bit early. There's some exceptions like holidays and spring break. In some cases, especially if you want to go to the Caribbean or someplace that's already expensive for those time frames, you do want to shop a little bit earlier. But in general, 3 months is a perfect time to start shopping. And don't buy your ticket inside of 30 days before departure. And I'll have to tell you, Larry, over 60% of the people do that. And that's playing right into the airline's hands.
Oh, that many. I'm surprised. Isn't that, there was a day, I thought, maybe you told me this, or I maybe read it somewhere, like 54 days out or the best possible day was 57 days.
Yeah, every route's actually different. But that's not a bad time to buy, which is about 2 months out. Typically, what you want to do is start about 3 months out. Now, you don't necessarily, you're going to be kicking the tires at that point, seeing if they're throwing in any sale fares and whatnot. Most sales occur on Tuesday afternoon at 3 p.m. Eastern time. Monday night, one airline will file a sale. The next morning, all the other airlines will follow in behind them. So 3 p.m. Eastern time, 2 p.m. Central. Would be, and then typically those sale time frames are 3 days, so that sale would end on Thursday night. So it's much better to get early on the sale because those seats do sell out quickly.
So Tuesday is the day.
Tuesday afternoon, yeah. If you want to actually buy a sale fare, and get some of the cheaper pricing. Now, it's important to note that a lot of these sales are very restricted to certain days of the week of the travel. They usually don't include Monday, Friday, or Sunday as part of their sale restrictions.
What other places that we can go to spring break that are cheaper than others?
Disney is a huge destination for spring break, but you have them on each coast, right? So depending on where you're flying from, whether it may be from Minneapolis, Milwaukee, even Chicago, or even from a regional airport in the area, it could wildly vary in price between Orlando and, for example, two or three airports in Los Angeles, like LAX, or even the airport that's near Disney in Orange County. The price point could range wildly. Now, it also could mean, too, that you have to, you know, connect and have a really lengthy connection, so it's not very comfortable to wait at the airport for 3 or 4 hours for your connection. So you have to trade off sort of your time versus how much money you want to spend.
Rick Seney of FareCompare.com, our guest. And talk about your company for a minute. Tell us what, you know.
Sure, yeah. And I mean, we're one of the handful of companies that get the raw airfare data from over 500 airlines off the airline ticket stock exchange. We process that data with over 300 computers. And we're basically looking for trends, when to buy, how to buy it, when, what day you should do, trying to find the cheapest price, sending out deals. And so we're basically a bunch of tech geeks trying to help you find a good deal on your next trip.
Gail in Madison has a question for you, so let's go there. Gail, hi. Thanks for calling.
Hi, thank you. My husband and I are planning a trip to Africa this summer in August, and I've been looking at the plane fares. I find a good fare and a convenient time schedule on Ethiopian Airlines.
Yes.
Now, I've never flown with them. I'm just wondering, what is your opinion of that airline? Do you feel like they're reliable?
Yeah, well, I've flown them before, so I believe that they're a reliable airline. They have a partnership program as well. So a lot of that traffic when you are going into, for example, are you going to South Africa or are you going?
Actually, if we go with Ethiopian, then we fly right into Ethiopia and then down to Malawi.
Got it. Yeah. So yeah, there's that airline is very responsible. I've been on them a couple different times, so I wouldn't worry about that. Your flight will probably connect somewhere, either in London or I don't know if they have a nonstop flight out of Minneapolis or not, but it's a very good airline.
Okay, great. And is this about the time to make that reservation for a trip?
Yeah, so what you're going to find is that there's a big drop in price the last week in August for travel that direction. So if your trip is after August the 23rd, you're going to see about a 20% price break for departures on or after August the 23rd. So right now, typically, you want to start shopping about 5 months ahead of time for transoceanic travel. So you're almost in that window, not quite there yet.
All right.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Yep. Thanks, Gail. Paul in Madison, your turn. Hi, Paul.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
My wife and I are going to be flying from Madison to Bristol, England, the May 5th or 6th. The 5th is a Thursday. And coming back on Friday the 20th. And we're looking for the best fares and shortest layovers between Madison and Bristol or Chicago and Bristol.
Yeah, so Madison and Bristol, it's going to be a two-stop no matter what, because typically you're going to either connect in Chicago or Minneapolis or Detroit, depending on if you're flying, you know, United or Delta, for example.
Right.
So you're going to have a two-stop flight if you do there. The price point during that time frame right now is running at about $1,300 round trip.
Mm-hmm.
If you take that same flight out of Chicago, where it's going to end up being a one-stop, but you're going to have to travel in your car, you have other options like taking Aer Lingus, which is now $1,000 round trip, for example.
Uh-huh.
So you can save yourself about $200 or $300 per person if you fly out of Chicago. Now you have to take into account, you know, gas. Well, it's cheap now, but also parking rates in Chicago may be different in Madison as well.
If we go to Chicago, we would take the bus.
Yeah,
right. So you know, you'd save yourself $200 or $300. By the way, $200 or $300 in Europe right now goes a long way. The dollar's very strong.
I know. We've been to England numerous times visiting family.
Yeah, no. It's not as strong against the pound as it is the euro right now, so but since you'll be in the UK, but it is pretty strong right now.
Yeah, there you go.
This would be a good choice out of Chicago.
Yeah, I think, well, you know, if I was going to do that, I'm not sure how far your bus ride would be down to Chicago. It'd be a couple hours, probably.
Two and a half,
Madison,
yeah.
So, in that case, saving $300, and the duration of your flight will also be much shorter. Out of Chicago, typically that would be with one stop around 13 hours. If you're flying out of Madison, it would be 17 or 18.
There you go, Paul. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. Helen in West Salem up next. Hi, Helen. Thanks for calling.
Yes, thank you. We need to be in Houston, Texas, July 30th, and we thought about leaving. Now, this would be nonstop from O'Hare, so we thought of leaving on the Wednesday before and coming back on Sunday. Now,
that's July. Say that again.
July 30th, we need to be in Houston, and we thought we'd leave on the Wednesday before the Saturday and come back on Sunday. Now, what would be the rate? Now, we need a nonstop. We also need a wheelchair. So, what would be the best time to start looking at tickets?
Yeah, so you're almost in the window of shopping for July. It's just slightly a little bit early right now.
Okay.
Did you say you were going to stay for a week?
Well, Wednesday to Sunday, or would it be cheaper to fly back on Monday?
It would be a little bit cheaper to fly back on Monday by about $70.
Uh-huh.
Now, you have a different you have a couple different options there. If it's if you have a wheelchair requirement, a legacy airline is better. Spirit Airlines is flying that nonstop in the low 200s right now. But if you want a nonstop, typically you'll be flying on United. Mm-hmm. I think they have about 10 or 11 from between Chicago, O'Hare, and Houston.
What do you mean 10 or 11?
10 or 11 nonstops during the day.
Oh, okay.
So you'll have a ton of different options. Okay. You also can fly American as well. Right now the price point is $340 round trip. That's because it's a little early. That price will go down to about $310 in about a month and a half or so. So look for the low 300s, and probably since you need a wheelchair, book on a legacy airline.
Okay.
Okay, and so should we, can we wait a month or when?
Yeah, I'd wait about 3 weeks.
Okay.
All right.
All right, well, you're helpful. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks, Ellen, for calling. And Dennis in Menominee, thank you for calling. Hi.
Good morning. Interesting, the previous lady was talking about going to Houston. From Menominee, we fly to Houston twice a year to visit family, and we've been flying Delta. Now, we're looking at leaving again on a Thursday on April 28th and coming back on Monday, May 2nd. When I first started looking at prices for that nonstop, and again, it's the morning flights that we take, just works best, the initial price was $461 and, of course, 20 cents. And then about mid or later in February, I checked a second time, and all of a sudden the same flight was $690.20. Now, when I get on the Delta, check your flight or reserve your flights, I notice that I don't have to re-enter the information because it's already there. So they seem to remember me just by the fact that I'm using our home computer.
Yeah, they'll actually place, all the websites will place a cookie of your last search, even if you don't log into that website. So it's going to remember typically what your last search was, what the dates were. That's not unusual for any, our website does that as well. It remembers where your last search was, even if you don't log into the website, just as a convenience when you come back.
And I think Dennis is probably wondering, well, how come it's suddenly it's I check and it's $400, then I check back and it's $600.
Yeah, that's the airline's what they call their yield management system that's raising and lowering prices all day long. Typically fares, and what airport were you flying out of?
Twin Cities.
Twin Cities, yeah. So usually those regional airports that what they call their yield management system is moving inventory around all day long. So it'll bounce around. You'll see it at one price. But I know there's a lot of articles written that, you know, airlines are looking at your cookies, and based on your cookies and you came back, you know, raising the price. If this were to occur, all it would take is, you know, that message to go out to one of the presidential candidates out there, and that's all they'd be talking about in airlines. I've never heard of a whistleblower saying that they would actually do this. There was an article in the Wall Street Journal a couple of years ago talking about how Orbitz, if you were on an iPad, would actually sort the results differently. Instead of sorting it by price, they would sort it by some sort of value calculation, which meant more money for Orbitz. So the data was actually there. It was just sorted differently. But I've never heard of somebody actually changing the same price on the same flight by looking at somebody's cookies. If they did that, they would be breaking all sorts of regulations, Department of Transportation regulations, and that's the last thing we want to do right now. Right now, the airlines are under investigation.
We're going to talk. I'm going to cut you off there for a second. We'll be back and talk some more about that investigation after the news. Stay with us. We're talking about airfares right now and travel with Rick Cini, CEO and founder of FareCompare.com. I hope you'll join in with your questions. Maybe you're traveling. Where are you traveling? Well, give us a call, 1-800-642-1234. Email at talk@WPR.org or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. Love to hear from you. And Rick, I'm trying to remember, we were talking, we had a little conversation going right before the...
Yeah, we were chatting about cookies and airlines raise the prices based on cookies. I've seen lots of stories, you know, I write for USA Today and also for ABCNews.com. I've seen lots of stories saying delete your cookies before you go shopping for air travel. I probably buy more tickets than anybody, and I've never deleted my cookies, and I feel pretty comfortable about doing it. If you want to do that, that's perfectly... fine. It doesn't hurt anything. So, but if airlines did actually change the price based on something they had on your machine or cookie or your machine, they would be in deep trouble.
Let's turn to Lori in Wisconsin Rapids next. Hi, Lori.
Hi. I have a very specific question. We are flying from Minneapolis to Calgary on July 21st, returning July 29th. And we're looking at the, we would like a nonstop flight, which Delta does offer. And we'd like to go the later morning, early afternoon flight. So it's a very specific flight we're looking at. And the seat maps seem to be filling up right now. And I've been watching the airfare, and it's probably $70 to $80 higher than the lowest I've seen it.
That price, you know, July timeframe is a very popular time to go to Calgary. And there's a lot of connecting traffic that connects through Minneapolis into Calgary from the entire Delta route network system. I'm looking at pricing right now. Around that time frame, and I'm looking at the days before and the days after, and it's all ranging between about $540 and $560 for that nonstop.
Is that the early flight, though? Because we are looking at the later flights.
Later flight's a little more expensive. Right now, so there's definitely one in early morning, like at 7 a.m. in the morning. And then there's one later in the, well, it's at 11:45 and one at 7:15 in the evening. So the morning flight's a little more expensive, than the evening flight.
So would you, if the seat maps are filling up and that's the exact flight we want, is it too early to buy?
Yeah. You know, I'm looking at the history now. We have history over the last 18 months or so, and that price point for summer travel hasn't dropped below $500 in that entire time frame. So,
right.
You know, the best it's going to drop is maybe to 510, 520. If you want to lock in, I wouldn't feel bad about it.
Okay.
It's a little early in general to lock in for July timeframe, but, you know, really, if you're only going to save 30 or 40 and you're looking at the seat map and seeing seats fill up and you don't want this, you want to have a particular window or aisle, I would go ahead and book it.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Sure. Yep. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. Kristen in Madison, thank you for calling. Hi.
Hi. Say, my husband and I are going to Europe, leaving about the 20th of September, which is a Tuesday, and coming back about the 25th of October.
What part of Europe?
And we could fly into Paris, Zurich, or Vienna, and we're wondering if they're out of O'Hare, if there would be an advantage to going to one city.
Sure. Paris is going to be your most expensive flying out of Chicago. Now, if you want to take that nonstop, there are some connecting flights. If you look at those flights right now, and you said like July time frame, right?
No, September.
September, yeah. So let's take a look at September. That's the good news is that the prices drop pretty dramatically at the end of August. So I'm looking at Zurich, for example, on some days coming back where it's in the $800 range. Iceland Air has a really cheap flight in the $895 to $900 range. That's about $200 cheaper than some of the other airlines. And then Swiss Air into Zurich, for example, is $1,400. If you're going into Paris, for example, during that same time frame, you can fly on the nonstop for about $1,200. It's a pretty good deal on United. So right now at $1,200, I'm looking at our history. It's never dropped below $1,100 in the last 2 years.
Okay.
So that's a pretty good deal if you're flying into Paris. And then Vienna, you would have to be connecting. Well, I know this because I was married in Vienna, and I have family in Salzburg. So I've been there a lot of times. They do have one nonstop on Austrian Airlines right now, which is right now during that September timeframe. That Austrian flight is $970 round trip.
Ooh.
Wow.
I'm looking at our history. I've never seen it that cheap before.
That might be.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Might want to jump on that.
Yeah, that sounds great. Thank you so much.
Sure.
Yeah, thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. Well, Tony and Madison, what's on your mind?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I want to go to a friend's wedding in Portland, Maine, leaving from Madison, and it's on June 11th, and I'd like to travel like a Friday to Sunday, so I know those are popular days. But I'm just not familiar with the area. So I was wondering if, based on your data, you think I should wait to the 3-month mark you were talking about, or if it's popular enough that I should just buy now.
Yeah, if you look now at the price points for that sort of second week in June time frame, you're looking, you know, sort of in the high $400 range at the moment. So if you're out there shopping, it's going to be to get to Portland, Maine from Madison, you're going to at least have a stop. There's not going to be any nonstops between those. I'm also looking at history. It's never dropped below $400. So, you know, like if you left on the 13th or the 14th, like the 14th, which is a Tuesday, which is the cheapest day to fly, is $413 compared to, for example, the Sunday, which is $490 round trip.
No.
Sure. Okay.
So you can sort of make the trade-off there, but Tuesday, Wednesday, Saturday are the cheapest days to fly. It's a little early to buy that ticket for June, but since it's not going to drop below $400 from Madison, now some of the other surrounding airports like Milwaukee and other places like that, I see it about $100 cheaper.
Okay. All right.
But since I'm traveling Friday to Sunday and don't really have that flexibility, it would probably make sense to buy now rather than
the best you're going to do is save $30 or $40, and the worst case it's going to go up $30 or $40. I think you're probably okay buying that ticket right now.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Yep, thanks so much for calling. Dawn in Madison wondered about what you knew about Ryan Airlines. She's heard they they don't accept too much luggage. She and her husband have one large bag and two carry-on bags each.
Yeah, so Ryanair is what we would call here in the U.S. an ultra-low-cost airline. That would be like airlines like Spirit, Allegiant. Now Frontier has adopted that model. They do have lots of carry-on fees. If you carry on, if you have bags that are heavy, like if you're a heavy packer, Ryanair can be very expensive. They're based out of Ireland. And they are extremely inexpensive. Some of their tickets are, if you buy them ahead of time, 10 to 30 pounds, which would be roughly 1.5 times that in dollars. So you have to sort of do the trade-off. The seats, it's an interesting airline. I've flown it a few times. You know, they don't have any window shades. There's no seat backs, tray tables on the back, and there's no pouch. I'm pretty sure they come in with a leaf blower after everybody leaves and blow it out. but there's lots of seats. It's a pretty tight fit, but it's extremely inexpensive and a lot of people. It's one of the most popular airlines in Europe, and so it's a good airline. They're on time typically, so you just got to be careful if you're going to take huge bags with you. You might be better off if you're going to take that airline, shipping them ahead of time with a freight shipper.
Ah, there we go. Diane in Madison, thanks for calling. Hello.
Hi. I'm planning to go to Seattle on August 14th to 29th, and I could fly out of Milwaukee. I'm looking for an airline and...
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, so look, right now it's a little early to shop for that flight. Typically you want to start shopping about 3 months in advance. August time frame, that 14th, is the last expensive week of the year. It drops almost 20% on August the 23rd. I can see the price on August the 23rd is $460 right now. The price on the 24th is $370. So, you know, there's a huge price drop. Now, I don't believe that. I believe that ticket, look at our history. If you shop about a month and a half or two later than today, that ticket price will be under $390 round trip. So you won't get as good a deal as if you flew a little bit later in August, but you certainly save some money if you wait a few weeks.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
Thanks a lot for calling. And Joan in Rhinelander. Hi. Thanks for calling.
Hi. Thank you. I am making two trips. One from Rhinelander, Wisconsin, to St. Louis, Missouri. I'm leaving here on July 1st and returning on July 4th. What would be the best fare?
Yeah, I'm looking for different. Yeah, so it's fairly expensive in the $430 range right now. For July, you're a little bit early. It could drop a little bit below that. So it's typically out of regional airports, we see this huge, hefty add-on expense for the convenience of flying out of that regional airport, usually about $100 to $120 a round trip. So if you're going out of one of the bigger airports, it'd be much cheaper.
Okay, like Minneapolis, but I'm 4.5 hours from there. The
yeah.
other thing is I do have frequent flyer miles.
Yeah, so anytime your ticket is over $450 round trip, that's the best time. That's where you'll get the most value out of your miles. So that's a really good cutoff point. If your ticket's, you know, $500 or $600, then using your frequent flyer miles is a good value for your money.
Yeah, there we go. Good luck. Thanks, Joan, for calling. Michael emailed us with a conversation about purchasing two or more tickets. He says to search for just one ticket at a time, because airlines will only display the price of the highest price seat when only one.
Yeah, there's a quirk. Available. Yeah, this is a tip that we actually put out in the marketplace about 4 or 5 years ago. There's a quirk in the reservation system that says that everybody in your group, so if you shop for 4 or 5, even for 2 people, all have to be at the same price, even if there's some number less than that of cheaper seats. So a great way to shop if you have a group of really 2 or more is to shop for one person first. Look at the flight. Also shop for your, let's say it's a family of 4. If you see a difference for the same exact itinerary, then you can split your ticket purchase. It's much easier today, by the way, to split your ticket purchase because you have 24-hour holds on some airlines like American, and you also have 24-hour guarantees so you can release the seats. So if you do split your ticket purchase and you want to get seats next to each other, you can make that happen as long as you do it within 24 hours.
There we go. John in Gresham, it's your turn. Hi, John.
Hello. I have a trip to go to Korea, Seoul, Korea, Incheon. On April the 12th, I have to be there and come back on the 22nd.
Okay, I'm taking a quick look here. Yeah, so April the 12th, you definitely are in the shopping window for that right now, and you're going to come back the 22nd?
I can come back, and that's flexible anytime.
Yeah, so I see different one-stops. Like out of Minneapolis, for example, it's under $1,000 round trip connecting Minneapolis, Minneapolis to Incheon, connecting in Chicago. You also have United with that same price, $990. So basically in the $950 to $970 range, the best durations for that are in the high 900s, which is a really good deal that time of year to Incheon.
Okay, thank you.
All sure. Right, thanks a lot for calling. Justin in Green Bay, hello to you.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I know I'm early, but we're flying into Maui next February, the 10th. Wondering when I should start looking and what a good price would be flying out of either Milwaukee or Chicago.
Yeah, so basically you actually can only buy tickets 11 months in advance.
Yep.
So you're not even in the window where you could actually buy a ticket for that, and it would be way early. In general, for that particular flight, it is during that time frame is one of the cheaper times to fly into Hawaii because it's a little bit off season. People are back at work, and you said you want to go in early February, right?
Yeah, February 10th through the 24th.
Yeah, so that spans President's Day weekend. So you would want to start shopping for that ticket around October of this year.
Okay, and what's like a decent price? Do you know?
Yeah, so, you know, you should be able to find that ticket. I'm looking here at different flight prices here, but you should be able to find that ticket in the $550 to $600 range. Right now, those tickets, if you shopped in the next 3 months when you could buy tickets, would be up in the $800 or $900 range, and it'll drop down below that. You might catch a sale under $500 round trip if you're really diligent. Sign up for alerts on our website. We'll tell you when that ticket price drops.
Awesome. Thanks a lot.
Sure. Yeah, thanks a lot for calling. And John in Madison, thank you for calling. Hi.
Hey, how are you? Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure thing.
I just wanted to share a really good experience. I fly from Milwaukee to Winnipeg once every month or once every couple of months to visit family and friends. And it was really interesting. About 2 weeks ago, I got a day off, and I thought, well, let me just check airfare. And 24 hours in advance, I got a flight from Milwaukee to Winnipeg for $250 after tax with only a 2-hour layover in Minneapolis each way. It was Delta. I was extremely shocked.
I'm kind of shocked because that ticket price I see that little blip actually. The ticket price is usually over $470 round trip.
That's usually what I pay, just about $500. And so this, it was really, really shocking. And it was through the Priceline trip negotiator, whatever the heck that is. And a friend of mine told me to go there and just put in my own price, and they actually accepted it. So I was pretty shocked.
Yeah, that's the name your own price functionality. Now, Delta has a long history with Priceline and the name your own price function. In many cases, a name your own price, you don't know which airline it's going to be. So, and you don't know what time of the day you'll actually be flying, but, you know, I've had people that had wildly great success with that, like you have, and some people that have been trying it for 5 years and never have found the flight they want.
Yeah, it was a 6 a.m. flight, so it was very, very early out of Milwaukee, but it got me into Winnipeg early, but then on my return flight back to the United States, I didn't arrive back in Milwaukee until about 10 o'clock at night, and I had to drive back to Madison.
Yeah, typically they're trying to fill up the rest of those seats. But, you know, again, if you're okay and the duration doesn't matter and the time of the day doesn't matter and you're just looking for a cheap way to get there, that's certainly a great option.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, John, for calling. Appreciate it. Cool experience. Let's go to Mona in Madison. Hi, Mona.
Hi, thanks. We are flying to Calgary August 30th through September 8th, and I'm wondering when the best time to get a ticket is. I saw them yesterday for like $481.
Yeah, so August, you're a little bit early right now. Now, in general, when you're flying across the trans-Canadian border, we just saw an airfare hike, a Canadian airfare hike of about $6 round trip last week. So, but in general, you want to do that around the three-month mark. And for August travel, now the price, I will note, the price drops dramatically for departures in the last week in August. So if you're traveling in the first 3 weeks of August, it's going to be a little more expensive. You should be able to find that ticket in the $450 to $500 range. And if you catch a sale, like if you do it after August the 23rd, it actually drops by about 15%.
Okay. All right, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling. And Vicki and Mequon, thank you for calling. Hi.
Hi. My son is planning a trip with some friends from St. Louis to Hong Kong and then going from Hong Kong to Tokyo and returning from Tokyo. They're planning on doing this next summer. So I was wondering if you have some advice on can they get their tickets now and take advantage of the, you know, cheaper fares because of the oil?
Yeah.
how far advanced can you get a ticket?
You can buy a ticket up to 11 months in advance. So next summer would be way off, right? You wouldn't be able to buy 11 months in advance until this summer, the latter part of this summer. I'd never recommend anybody buying their tickets 11 months in advance. Airlines reservation systems don't even kick in until the five-month mark for international to try to release some of the cheaper seats. Mm-hmm. So really for summertime, you'd want to wait until January or February of next year. To buy that ticket. Now, there are a lot of really great prices going on into Asia right now in certain cases. So I would definitely sign up for alerts. St. Louis, you'd be connecting in one of the major hub airports. Depending on which way you're going, you'd be end up in Chicago or maybe in Denver. You might even end up connecting on the West Coast on your way to Hong Kong. Mm-hmm. Another thing that you might want to do too is you can also split your ticket purchase if you want to be a hacker as far as your airfare is concerned. Trips from the West Coast to Hong Kong, if you buy, for example, nonstop there, are really inexpensive. So if you buy a coach ticket, for example, on a low-cost airline like JetBlue or Southwest, get to the West Coast, spend the night on the West Coast, and then fly out to Hong Kong, usually you can save yourself about $250 each.
Oh, wow, that's great advice. Okay, great. Any advice on getting from Hong Kong to Tokyo? Are there any low-cost?
There's several carriers that fly that route. It's a relatively lengthy flight. I've done it a few times. Across the board over there, you have carriers like Asiana, you have Singapore Airlines, you have all the Chinese flag carriers will be flying that. You also have Japan Airlines, you have ANA. So there's a whole slew of carriers, and all of them, most of them have partners in the U.S. that are either American, Delta, or United.
Oh, okay, great. Great advice. Thank you so much.
Sure.
Thanks so much for calling in. Ted in French Island, thank you for calling.
Hello.
Hi. What can we do for you?
I was looking at the flight maybe May or early June for 10 days leaving La Crosse, Wisconsin, or Minneapolis or Milwaukee flying to Cape Town, South Africa.
Mm-hmm. So when should he buy that?
Yeah, for May, he's got to be shopping right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking from different places. So I see one stops as low as $1,400, two stops as low as $1,100. We're talking about 24-hour flight duration to get from Minneapolis, for example, to Cape Town. You said you were flying out of potentially La Crosse?
Yeah.
Yeah, La Crosse is going to be about $500 to $800 more expensive. That's that regional airport connection surcharge that gets crossed. So I definitely would I'd try to find a bigger airport.
Yeah.
If you look at Chicago, for example, that same time frame, there's a handful of tickets right at the $1,000 mark for a 10-day trip.
There you go. Thanks a lot for calling, Ted. And as always, Rick, thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking time to be with us.
Yeah, thanks, Larry.
Been a lot of fun. Rick Seeney, CEO and co-founder of faircompare.com. We have a link up on our Facebook page, but you can just type in faircompare.com and go there and take a look at what they've got. They've got a lot of good information on the site about travel in general, as a matter of fact. Well, tomorrow it's Garden Talk. It's a Friday already, and we're going to be taking a look at houseplants and talk with the authors of the book, What's Wrong with My Houseplants? That's at 11 o'clock tomorrow. In the meantime, I thank you so much for listening today. And matter of fact, please stay with us. Lots more in store here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.